FedEx ball.
FedEx is looking pretty steely-eyed right now. They've got men with a plan right now.
Underneath their own basket, Clark Brady will inbound. FedEx going with a line inbound. Brendan Jurgis gets it in the left corner, into Arntz, left block, puts up the jump shot, turn around, and it's in for two. Zach Arntz with five in the quarter for nine on the night. It's a one-point game. Braden Smith will inbound into Brennan Wisner against Joe Messing, going up the court. 41-40, a minute 27 left in the fourth. Lakers leading by 1 point. Brennan Wisner in trouble over to Seth Bowles' left wing. Couple dribbles, trying to feed into Minetti. Turns, nothing there. Over to Brayden Smith, right block. Back out to Chappell. Pops the three. It's in!
Oh, my goodness.
And we have a whistle. Does it count? If they don't count it, there might be a ride on our hands. 1:11 left in the fourth. There's a whistle away from the ball. Congress is in session, trying to figure this one out.
Yeah, these guys have done a nice job officiating this game, but I'll tell you right now, this is not the Washington Zoo right now.
So both teams retreat, kind of getting a last second call here, and here's the call. So the... If I heard that correctly, John.
The basket counted.
Basket counts from Chappell. So that's a three. But it looks like the foul is against Lakers.
The foul was on...
It was after the shot.
On Minetti.
Fouls against...
That's Bebby Corey
Lakers,
Minetti.
The Corey Minetti's first personal foul. Team's eighth, so the basket counts.
Well, then there's going to have to be a bonus, a 1-1 down here in this end.
Correct.
Let's see. The shooter is
Zach Arntz.
Zach Arntz.
Shooting 1-1. Eighth team foul for Lakers. So it's 44-40 right now. Lakers leading by 4 points. Mark Krug can't believe it.
Well, he can get two back with Zach Arntz.
Ryan Halesky will check in. One 11 remaining in the fourth quarter. We told you to hang on to your seats.
Well, the best part was Zach Arntz is the best free throw shooter that the Hatchets have. And they're freezing their best shooter.
Mark Krug is still pleading his case. And now, oh, this is comical now. Both coaching staffs are on their feet.
They all want an explanation.
I think they're all arguing the same point. Meanwhile, John, you want to fix our front edge of the banner. It looks like it's coming up there a little bit.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're perfect. Even our banner can't take it.
There's a lot of sweat pouring out of this gym, I'll tell you.
I feel the bead going down my forehead as well. Zach Arntz's first free throw is up, and this is good. He's now 2 for 3 from the free throw line. And I believe he has 9 points.
Any way you look at it, it's a one-possession ball game right now.
Excuse me, 10 points. 6 points in the fourth quarter. Second free throw is good. 2 for 2 on that trip, and it's a two-point ball game. 1:11 left in the fourth, 44-42. Lakers by two. Seth Bowles brings up the ball.
Don't want to start. Oh, no.
And they're trapped, and it's stolen by Ryan Halesky. Going up for the layup. He is fouled, and it can't fall, but he's going to the free throw line and a potential to tie it up with 1:01 left in the fourth quarter.
Seth Bowles committed that foul, but he stopped right in no man's land. You don't want to stop in the corner where you could be trapped easily. He needed to take that ball all the way down or in the middle.
44-42, Lakers by two. Ryan Halesky for FedEx at the free throw line, shooting two. And the first one's no good, off the back of the iron, out. 1:01 remains.
2-point ball game, 61 seconds to go.
John, every time we call a game in this gymnasium, it's always interesting.
It really is.
Second free throw is good.
Nothing but net on that one.
He has three, and it's a 1-point game, 44-43. Smith inbounds to Wisner. There's an immediate trap. Smith now brings it up across midcourt. Over to the left wing to the sophomore, Minetti. Drives right in the lane. The layup is it's good. Looked like a senior there. 10 for him, and it's a three-point lead, 46-43. Ryan Hileski nearly lost his footing, and they say he traveled with it.
He called it a travel.
He slid about 6 inches.
But even still, with 42.2 to go.
There's still plenty of ball
plenty
game
of time.
46-43. Mark Krug can't believe it. And the officials, I think that's that. And we have a full timeout called.
By?
I'm not quite sure. We're going to stick with you, though. 42 seconds left in the fourth. And the 11th turnover for Bad Axe occurs. 46-43, Lakers by three.
That must have been a Laker timeout.
I guess it was. I'm sensing some tenseness around us, John.
Oh, yeah, this is all, you know, what you live for kind of stuff. Yeah, this is pretty good basketball. This is the stuff where one of the coaches is going to sleep tonight, and the other one's not.
What one is still to be decided?
Well, it's a three-point ball game. One possession, 42.2 to go. It's still anyone's ball game.
My, oh, my. If this is any, you know, any idea of what this week's going to be like, we're in for a great week.
I'm thinking, you're definitely right on that one. I'm thinking the foul shooting percentage as a team for both teams. And it's separated by 3 percentage points. All under 60%, so this ought to be really interesting.
Laker inbounding 90 feet from their own hoop, leading by 3 points with 42 seconds left, 46-43. Minetti inbounds and is across midcourt. Over to Chappell for the jump shot on the baseline's no good, and it's rebound brought in by Zach Arntz. I'm not sure about that, John.
There's no way I'd shoot that ball. No way.
Martin Messing, top of the key, trails by 3 points, and Wisner steals it at midcourt. At the left wing, and he retreats.
Now, he's a junior, but I'll tell you what, he's a senior, actually.
And we have a timeout called by Lakers. That will be their final timeout with 16 seconds left.
Well, I don't know why to call it a timeout. The coach on the floor had it.
Well, I think they're saying don't shoot this time.
that's another story. This is tremendous.
Well, folks, in case you're curious, we still have another game after this. Cass City in USA coming up next.
How are they going to
They're not
going to
top this. They'd have to use their NX end the night. Well, they have 5 rebounds in this fourth quarter. For 24 on the night, Lakers just 2 rebounds in this fourth quarter. For 23, so everything's neck and neck. Bad Axe has had now committed 4 turnovers in the fourth quarter to Lakers 2, but both teams have 12 turnovers. Lakers entering the fourth quarter is 5 for 12 from the free throw line. That was before the fourth quarter. Bad Axe was just 1 for 4. Obviously, played a larger role in this fourth quarter. We unfortunately don't have the stats tallied.
Well, this is where your best players have to step up. If it's to be, it's up to me kind of attitude.
Braden Smith will inbound. Two for Chappell, top of the key, goes to lane, he's fouled before the shot.
Well, that's a good move on Hatchett, foul sophomore. Who has the worst percentage? Foul a sophomore.
We apologize for the technical difficulties there for a hot second. It's a 1-and-1 situation. Second foul. Free throw's good, so he gets a second.
But I guess not that sophomore.
He has 4 points all coming in this fourth. Brennan Jurgis checks in for Bad Axe, replaces Ryan Hileski with 14.9 seconds left.
Yeah, we're in crunch time, and Chappell, he's out there for a reason. So that's quite a compliment that coach has paid him.
And he goes 2 for 2. Drew Scholler will replace him.
Now you got a 2-possession ball game.
Back to replace Corey Minetti. 48-43, a 5-point lead for Lakers. 14.9 seconds left.
He's got his foul shooters out there.
Martin Messing, cross midcourt at the right wing, and we have a whistle away from the ball.
Looks like it's going to be a block on Clark Brady. Nope.
Nope. Against Brain Smith, who